This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C., the final GOP debate before the voters in Iowa caucus. Your thoughts, your reactions.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
Sometimes Congressman Bachman doesn't get her facts very accurate.
But can I rebuttal? Have a rebuttal for getting my facts wrong?
Absolutely, Congresswoman.
because this isn't just once. I think it's outrageous to continue to say over and over through the debates that I don't have my facts right, when as a matter of fact, I do. I'm a serious candidate for President of the United States, and my facts are accurate.
Does timidity and weakness invite aggression on the part of other people? Absolutely. A strong America is the best ally peace has ever known.
Yes, I can.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
This is a president with the spy drone being brought down. He says, pretty please? A foreign policy based on pretty please? You got to be kidding.
Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
Anything you can dig, I can dig deeper. I can dig anything deeper than
this. Is a president who fundamentally believes that this next century is the post-American century. Perhaps it's going to be the Chinese century. He's wrong. It has to be the American century. America has to lead the free world. Our president thinks America's in decline. It is if he's president. It's not if I'm president. This is going to be an American century.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Last night, the final GOP debate before the Iowa caucus, January 3rd and the Christmas holiday, of course. What is your reaction? Do you have a candidate? Even if you're not in Iowa, let's put a hypothetical up. If you were going to the Iowa caucus in just a couple of weeks, based on that debate, do you know who you'd be voting for and why? Who would you caucus for? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. I will tell you, I've got an analysis of the debate I wrote last night, late last night. Just my perspective. It's up at the Washington Post On Faith section, where I'm a blogger there, and I tweeted out twitter.com/JordanSekulow. I will say, my kind of final outcome from me, just to put all the cards on the table, I think the line of the night goes to Mitt Romney when he said, well, let's play that for folks actually really quickly about kind of the American century and the idea. I think this is the broad idea of, whoever goes up against President Obama. Let's listen very quickly. I think this is the line of the night. It goes to Mitt Romney, Bite 11.
Our president thinks America's in decline. It is if he's president. It's not if I'm president. This is going to be an American century.
So that is, I think, the line of the night. I think probably the easiest one to remember, and I'll go to Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. The easiest one to remember would be this one, Than. Let's play it real quickly. Bite number one. No one's going to forget this one.
Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
And Than, you're a Tim Tebow fan, and who isn't right now with the comebacks and going up against Tom Brady in the next game? But this idea, it definitely grabbed people's attention. It's a play to the social conservative voters, with Tim Tebow is kind of under attack a little bit for his display of faith during the games. But Rick Perry had a better night than he had in the past, but I wonder if this is enough.
Yeah, he had a better night. The Tim Tebow line was memorable. I have to tell you, I'm a Tebow fan, but not this week, Jordan. He just beat my Chicago Bears, so I didn't like the line. But it was a good night for Governor Perry. I don't know if it's enough to make a difference. Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney are still up in the polls. But, Jordan, 18 days away, that's what I thought made the debate so neat last night. Right before they go to the polls, I thought it was the perfect place for them to be and the perfect way to wrap up these debates.
I think Michelle Bachman, very strong, brought attention to something new to me, which is Newt Gingrich and the whole partial birth abortion issue, supporting some of those candidates, not wanting to purge the Republican Party, which I think plenty of us are okay with that purge, and we saw that in the 2010 midterm elections, actually. We'll take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Who's your candidate? If you had to vote in Iowa January 3rd, 18 days, who would you caucus for? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Support the ACLJ online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court. A brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Folks, we're talking GOP debate. Why? That's the final one. You know, we're all getting ready for Christmas. We're getting ready for New Year's and then the Iowa caucus on January 3rd. And I know many of you are not in Iowa, but we have a lot of listeners out there as well. And my kind of question for you right now is, if you had to caucus January 3rd, based on all the debates, 13 debates and all the discussion, and now we kind of have the field set, obviously, with Herman Cain suspending his campaign a couple weeks ago, we know who is on the ballot. Who would you be caucusing for? Who would you cast a vote for right now? I mean, that could change, obviously, in the next 18 days. But if you had to pick right now, who do you think you'd vote for? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Let me also encourage you to go to aclj.org. We have a matching challenge right now online. And we're asking people there, if you donate and support the American Center for Law and Justice, your gift is doubled. So $10 becomes $20. $100 becomes $200. You can make that donation online at aclj.org. Let me thank those of you who have donated online. You can also do that by phone. And when you do call, I encourage you, the Supreme Court case, the SB 1070, the Arizona case, that came up last night in the GOP debate where Newt Gingrich said, one of the first things I do is stop these lawsuits against states like Arizona. And folks, we are standing with Arizona, 59 members of Congress. You can sign that brief by calling our toll-free number right now. Sign the Supreme Court brief. We represent 4 U.S. senators, 55 other members of Congress, including representatives from Arizona. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's get right to the phone calls. Than, let's go to line 2.
All right, let's go to Paul from Virginia on line 2. Paul, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Yeah, hey, hello, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your comment?
Yeah, my comment is I listened to Bates last night, and I think everybody's pretty good on him. I think Romney probably has been the most consistent throughout. I kind of like him. I think he looked the most presidential, and I trust him to make the better decision most on any of the rest of them.
Yeah, I think more and more people are warming up to Mitt Romney. And Than, this is something I think the consistency at the debates. I mean, if the most you criticize him on is the $10,000 bet line, which was more the media kind of went and ran with that. And you know, that's a lot different than most other people in the debates. I think a lot of people, they really do like Michelle Bachmann. The question will be, and I think this is up to the Iowa caucus goers to an extent of how much credibility they gave her the Iowa straw poll win. Are they going to boost her nationally with a strong showing at the Iowa caucus? If they do that, people may take another look at her. I think, you know, the Gingrich attack on her could backfire substantially when he said she doesn't have the facts. I mean, I remember Tim Pawlenty putting on an attack like that with Michelle Bachmann. He's no longer on stage and is no longer a candidate. She is. But Than, the idea that Romney and folks are moving towards, being, I think, more comfortable with not just him as a general election candidate. I mean, for the first time ever, folks, the AP poll is showing that the majority of Americans, 52%, believe that Barack Obama does not deserve re-election, 52%. So you have to have a candidate who can get in there and make sure people, you know, fight hard and that they're not kind of put off, I would say. And I think that's what people are seeing in Mitt Romney, someone they can trust and then someone who is going to be solid enough to take on President Obama, bring in independents, and make this a real election.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, when you think about Governor Romney, one of the first things you think about is someone who's very solid, very steady, someone who's very presidential. But I have to tell you, last night, what I liked the most about him, Jordan, was how he talked candidly about the life issue. I mean, it's something that he's taken a lot of criticism on. But last night, he showed humility. He showed that he'd been wrong in the past, but he talked about the conversion that he's had. I thought it was a powerful moment for him, Jordan. And I have to tell you, as someone who's been pro-life all my life, and it's something that brought me into the political process, that's what we need. We need folks, we need hearts and minds that are changed and are willing to come to the table and say, listen, I was wrong. I see the value of life. I see when it starts, and I'm willing to stand up for it. So I thought that was a powerful moment for him. And just briefly on Congresswoman Bachmann, Jordan, I thought her most effective moment was when she was talking about Speaker Gingrich's involvement with Fannie and Freddie, the troubles that he had with conservatives when he was Speaker. You know, she's always been articulate on the life issue. I thought it might actually have been her best debate yet, and I actually think there may be room for one more candidate outside of the Speaker and outside of Governor Romney, and Iowa is her chance. Last night might have done it for her. We'll just have to see.
Yeah, I mean, folks, I think it's Michelle Bachmann is someone to really watch for in Iowa, to see maybe she gets a big bounce from just a strong performance, I think, on the Iran issue as well. Let me encourage you to go to aclj.org. Be a part of our matching challenge. You know, today's show is a little different. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about politics, to talk about the debate. It is the final debate before the caucus, and I think it's really the final time for those of us who are outside Iowa, and we're not going to be paying as much attention to this in the lead-up to their vote. But I do encourage you, go to aclj.org, support the American Center for Law and Justice. Anything you donate now online is part of our matching challenge. Your gift is doubled. And if you don't want to do it online at aclj.org, you can do it by the phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And you can also sign our brief. We're not talking about as much today. The Arizona case, you know, going to the U.S. Supreme Court, SB 1070. It came up in last night's GOP debate. You can sign that brief, standing with 59 members of Congress. Thousands of you already have, over 20,000 people. I encourage you to do that by calling our toll-free number. It's free to add your name to the brief. I think taking a stand with Arizona is the right thing to do, and that's why we are at the ACLJ asking you to stand with the people of Arizona, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones again, Than.
Let's go to line six. Jeremy's calling from Maine. Jeremy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. I was going to call in today, and I'm going to be supporting Ron Paul for two reasons. First, I think he's the most pro-freedom candidate that we have up there. And secondly, I think he's right on the foreign policy issue. Last night, there was some controversy about the Iran issue, and I believe it is correct because I believe...
Controversy is not fair, Jeremy. I'm going to be very clear. I think, and I said it in my blog, and this is not an attack on Ron Paul. It's just an analysis. This is why Ron Paul only gets to 20%. I mean, this is why. It's his foreign policy. It's not everything else. Jeremy, I can get with you on some of the constitutional issues. I can get with you on some of the other libertarian issues. But on the foreign policy, I tend to go where Michelle Bachmann went, which is that this is dangerous. I mean, this is actually what's so scary. And let me... again, kind of set this up. And, in fact, we can play it for everybody because, Jeremy, you brought it up. Let's play the Iran discussion between Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum last night. And I would pose, Jeremy, that this is why Ron Paul does not do better. He gets to a certain point, but when people start hearing this, they go, okay, never mind. You know, I really do think that's what happened. Let's play it by 10.
To be clear, GOP nominee Paul would be running left of President Obama on the issue of Iran.
But I'd be running with the American people because it would be a much better policy. But for you to say that there's some scientific evidence and some people arguing that maybe in a year they might have a weapon, there's a lot more saying they don't have it. There's no UN evidence of that happening.
They just tried to plan an attack here in this country, killing the Saudi ambassador. They've been at war with us since 1979. The IEDs that have killed so many soldiers, they're manufactured in Iran.
Iran will take a nuclear weapon. They will use it to wipe our ally Israel off the face of the map, and they've stated they will use it against the United States of America.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jeremy, this is what bothers me, is that there are real threats. There are regimes out there that are really extreme, that are willing to go to the steps of using a weapon like that. There are Nazis. There are Hitler-like individuals still out there. Iran fits that definition. And it wasn't just scientists arguing over it. It was an official UN report. This is different than Iraq. You can't compare Iraq and Iran. That's just not fair. It's just making up a comparison because they're in the same region of the world. They're very different countries, very different sophistication levels. So, I mean, I would say, Jeremy, I really do believe, and I wonder when you're telling your friends and family, I know Ron Paul's got a lot of strong supporters, but I do think that's why he doesn't get past, you know, 18, 19, 20% at most in places like Iowa.
Can I give my quick take on the?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Well, I think what he's saying is I think we should allow Israel to take their own lead in their national security for their own sovereignty.
Well, you know what, Jeremy? I'm not trying to cut you off. Again, I'll let you respond. But Israel's not asking for that. You know, Israel's asking for an ally. Countries want allies. And when you have allies, you do work together. You have to have discussions. You could say that President Obama may not be so great at that. I think you can have disagreements behind closed doors. But Israel wants allies, just like the United States has allies. And we have NATO. We have other agreements put in place to defend our security. And sometimes that means working with other countries. You don't just get to go and do whatever you want on the foreign international level. And by the way, that's not workable. Israel cannot just go do whatever they want with no international support because that's not the reality of the world we live in at the United Nations. But Jeremy, back to you. You got about 40 seconds till we take our next break.
Sure. And I agree with you. We should be allies with Israel. And I do say behind our ally Israel. But I think that we should help support them to carry on. I think they're more than capable of shutting down Iran from being able to develop a nuclear weapon. That we should support them in doing that instead of saying...
I don't think we're not supporting them, Jeremy, but I don't think, you know, if Israel gets hit with a nuclear weapon, they really would need an ally, and we don't need to let that happen because they're not us. They're 7 million people in a small country, not the United States of America. So we can have a disagreement about it, but I appreciate your phone call to talk honestly about it. A lot of Paul supporters aren't as good at having the conversation. We'll be right back. Go to ACLJ.org. Support us online.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court, a brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
I've been working on this project since 2002 when the Ninth Circuit Court said that one nation under God is unconstitutional in the Pledge of Allegiance. And I decided if you had judges who were so radically anti-American that they thought one nation under God was wrong, they shouldn't be on the court. Now, we have...
Folks, that was last night, Newt Gingrich. We got a lot of applause online. Then this is something, you know, near and dear to us, which is the judiciary. And he had said, you know, I want to get rid of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals because they're so overturned. I want to, you know, put in place some mechanisms to get rid of certain judges or even justices because of their decisions, not because of moral failings or not because of, you know, inappropriate conduct on the bench, which are the safeguards that are in place now. You had Rick Perry say, I want to get rid of lifetime appointments. I understand why people applaud it. Understand. I mean, we're fighting in the courts, and I get that. But remember, first of all, I don't believe that's going to happen. Second, Congress does have the power to limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts. As Michelle Bachman says, they can also set up courts differently. They can get rid of courts. But the idea that you do it just because of an under God decision. Remember, that decision, as Megyn Kelly pointed out, was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, sometimes it's not bad to get to the U.S. Supreme Court to clear up the law, to make sure you know once and for all what the law is. Second, these people who are on the bench, folks, are a direct result of your vote or you're not voting. No one gets to the federal courts, not a judge at the district court or court of appeals or a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court gets there without being nominated by a president and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. What does that mean? You play a direct role in who nominates them because you elect the president of the United States. You play a direct role in who confirms because you elect your U.S. senators. So the idea that this has nothing to do, that this is all rogue, is really not true. I mean, presidents sometimes don't do a great job vetting, but again, you pick that president, and you pick the senators who confirm them. And I think, Than, that is one issue that I tend to I pause at, not because I don't understand why people like the idea, but because it gives me a little bit it doesn't sit right with me to start just taking out, because if the right does it, the left can do it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you correctly point out that there's a nomination and a confirmation process by the United States Senate. But then there's also the impeachment process, Jordan. I mean, there is a process in place to get rid of judges who don't, perform according to their duties. So I also question, you know, setting up another system for going about that. But I will say this, kind of on that same conversation, Speaker Gingrich talked about SB 1070 specifically. He talked about the lawsuit against Arizona. And I agreed with him there because, remember, our involvement in that case has only been necessary because the federal government, the Obama administration, is suing the state of Israel. So while I don't necessarily agree with his position on how to get rid of judges, I think we've got a system in place. I do agree that as president, he could do a lot to cut down some of these frivolous suits that are going forward and get rid of that lawsuit on day one.
You know, let me, folks, this is the idea, is that you set the tone by what lawsuits are brought by the federal government by electing, again, the president, who appoints an attorney general who decides with his Department of Justice when to bring suit. And, of course, we're now facing the situation with Arizona, which let me tell you, I know we've been focused on the debate, and we're going to get back to your phone calls, but let me encourage you to sign your name, add your name to the brief, standing with Arizona and the SB 1070 law to secure the people of Arizona who have fast and furious going on in their state by the federal government. They try to secure their own citizens, and the federal government, who is running fast and furious, then says, no, we're taking you to court. You can't do that, Arizona, even though we're running guns through the state and people are getting killed, including a Border Patrol agent. No. You can't actually have law enforcement officers, after a separate crime has occurred, ask somebody for their immigration paperwork. That's going to be a violation of civil rights. Remember, after a separate crime has occurred, the law enforcement officer was involved for another reason, whether it's a speeding ticket, criminal activity like violent crime, all of those would be covered there, but you can't just pull people over because of the color of their skin, like President Obama said, while they're taking their kids to go get ice cream. But this is the Department of Justice we deal with, and folks, we have got to fight, and we've got the brief going to the U.S. Supreme Court. Oral arguments will be heard in the spring term, and that means we'll have a decision just like Obamacare this summer. Are you willing to stand with Arizona? If so, call right now. Add your name to our brief. It's absolutely free. It's a toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. And if you can't, go to aclj.org today. You can donate, be part of our matching challenge, which means anything you donate to us, your gift is doubled. So a $100 donation becomes $200, $50 becomes $100, $5 becomes $10 at aclj.org as we work on putting together our year-end budget, folks, so we know the resources that we'll have beginning in 2012, which is just around the corner. Do that online at aclj.org. Than, let's get back to the phones.
Yeah, Jordan, let's go to Charles. He's calling from Georgia on line one. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, how are you, Jay? First of all, I'd just like to say that I would have to vote for Newt Gingrich because he brings to the table a vast knowledge of the history of our nation and demonstrated that knowledge pretty clearly. And so his perspective on constitutionality hasn't been corrupted into a right viewpoint of it. It's more of a historical context. And I believe he could bring sanity back to the government because he knows how it all works. He knows what to do about it. You can have a president up there that, you know, can fix the economy and get jobs and has a lot of, you know, business experience. But what's wrong with our government is more than just fixing jobs and the economy. We've got to tear down the structures that Obama has put in place, and Newt Gingrich has the knowledge and the worldview to operate from to do that, and that's why they fear him.
I think Newt Gingrich would be a serious candidate. He's very smart. He is quick on his feet. He's a great debater. And certainly, like you said, Charles, he gets the issues. I do think some of his proposals, I think the judiciary thing, I balk at. Now, he thinks, you know, because he's a historian, he knows more than attorneys, because as lawyers, we're all trying to take all this power. I don't think that's true. I agree that there's much more flexibility within the constitutional framework about the creation of the judiciary than having to go and threaten to abolish courts, because I really don't want President Obama going abolishing courts because he doesn't like a conservative judge's opinion on a case. I mean, that makes me a little nervous. And why? Because we get that balance through who we elect. You don't like the courts, blame yourselves, folks. I mean, we say that all the time. Elections have consequences, long-term consequences. The second part I would say is that I think Newt Gingrich's single problem right now is getting his message out, not to people who know him, but now the debates are over, so he doesn't get any more benefit from being in that setting, which I think he does very well in. Though last night he got hit pretty hard. The Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac stuff doesn't help. Than, now they've got the SEC launching lawsuits against both of those former CEOs. I mean, it's going to be a tough battle for Newt Gingrich to stay on top. Though if he does win Iowa, I think he solidifies himself as, you know, again, not just a front runner by the polls, but real results, and you're going to have a long race for who gets the nomination.
I think Speaker Gingrich is a brilliant guy, Jordan, but I don't buy that he's a historian. I mean, he was the Speaker of the House. He lobbied for Fannie and Freddie. I mean, he has some of that same baggage that the others had, so I don't quite buy that. But, yes, he's a real candidate in Iowa. Governor Romney's the other one, and I think there's one more ticket out of Iowa, so you're going to have three moving out of Iowa, and we'll just have to see who that third one is.
I have a feeling that Michelle Bachmann may do better than expected. A lot can happen even these next 18 days, so we'll stay on it. Go to aclj.org. Make an online donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. Your gift will be doubled. And join that brief. Go into the U.S. Supreme Court, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. If you can support us, though, this is a great time. Go to aclj.org and make an online donation. Anything you give will be doubled.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.